She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. It is so great to be here, and I am going to be talking about one of my favorite things, which is awareness. Yep, that's right. I think that if we can be more aware about things in our environment, about things about our health, like truly not just the information that we see every day, like on Radio MD, or excuse me, hear every day, like on Radio MD, or see on the internet, but really that information that you can translate into understanding and awareness, because I think that's where the true sweet spot is for us being well. When we can wake up, use our own minds, and when we have awareness, I always think that we can do better. You know, if we increase our awareness, we can increase our ability to take better control over our health. And so this segment is all about doing that. So I'm going to be talking about fish. A lot of people love it. There's a great ways to prepare it. But guess what? If we're not careful, the fish that we eat can contain contaminants that are devastating, especially if we're pregnant and we're exposing those contaminants to our unborn children. But whether you're pregnant and your unborn children is of concern or not, it affects every single one of us. And I'm going to be talking about the methylmercury in seafood. All right, so let's just dig right in, because at the end of the segment, what I really want you to know is why this happens, why we should be concerned, and also what we can do about it. So meaning, hey, are there other safe choices that might have of fish that might have less accumulation of this methylmercury and other toxins? All right. So, all right. Well, first of all, methylmercury. I mean, we've heard about mercury. It's a planet. It's you know, we've mercury thermometers. We know it's an element. But methylmercury is a form of mercury that can completely be harmful to the developing brains of unborn babies and young children. And this, what this does, it's been proven to affect cognition, motor and sensory functions. And the more methylmercury that accumulates in a person's bloodstream, the longer the exposure time is and the younger in age of the person consuming the fish that's contaminated with methylmercury, guess what? The more severe the effects might be, all right? So the thing about awareness for me is if we can increase our awareness of this and we can decrease then our exposure, because I've said it over and over again, you know, we are the first generations exposed to such a chemically dependent society. And what can we do except learn daily detox tips? Okay, so like each and every day we're assisting our body in kind of getting these things out that we breathe through the air, that we drink in our water, that we eat in our food. So daily detox tips, and you can always tune into RadioMD.com and my show for that, but also reduce exposure. That's the most important thing. So increase awareness, reduce exposure. When you decrease toxicity, guess what? You increase vitality. And that's how we want to go through our lives, with a whole heck of a lot of vitality, all right? So now let's just talk about how this methylmercury accumulates in fish, because it's certainly something that isn't normal. I guess I should say mercury does. It naturally occurs in the environment. The primary source, though, of the methylmercury that we're so concerned about in the fish is the fish industrial pollution, okay? So this is like through rain, snow, and runoff. Mercury accumulates in the streams and the oceans and the rivers and the lakes, and then aided by bacteria, it undergoes a chemical transformation. And this is what transforms mercury into methylmercury, which this is the element that can really be toxic, especially if we have a lot of exposure to it and it accumulates. Okay, so fish absorb them, that fish then absorbs the methylmercury from the water as they feed on the aquatic organisms, okay? So if you think about this, the larger, longer-living fish feed on other fish throughout their lives. Thereby, they accumulate the highest level of methylmercury, because not only are they getting their own accumulation, they're consuming these fish that have been contaminated too, okay? And then I think it's important to also understand that cooking preparation and heat, no matter what we do to prepare our fish that can be so tasty and so good, it just doesn't reduce the levels of mercury. All right. So that's what's really, really, really important. Now, There was a study, a toxicological effects of methylmercury done in 2000 by the National Academy of Sciences. And this study actually stated because of the beneficial effects of fish consumption. So we all know fish is a wonderful source of omega-3 fatty acids. It's a great source of protein. The long-term goal needs to be a reduction in the concentration of mercury in fish rather than the replacement of fish in the diet by other foods, okay? In the interim, the best method of maintaining fish consumption and minimizing mercury exposure is the consumption of fish known to have lower methylmercury concentrations. So that's what we want to get out there, okay? That is what we want to get out there to you, the information of which commercially available fish might contain high levels of methylmercury and then which contain the low levels. So if you're thinking about the high levels, here are some things that you might want to consider decreasing exposure to, okay? Until we can get a better take on cleaning up our environment, our oceans, our rivers, the whole shebang. And you know this is going to be a long time coming. But if we think about this, all right, here, I'm just going to list them. So grab a paper and a pen. All right. So the 12 highest in mercury, okay? And I'm going to go from top to bottom. Shark, swordfish, big eye tuna, orange roughy, marlin, grouper, tuna. And this is tuna fresh or frozen, Chilean sea bass, lobster, scorpionfish, halibut, and snapper. Okay, those are the most common mercury toxic fish: shark, swordfish, big eye tuna, orange roughy, marlin, grouper, tuna, Chilean sea bass, lobster, scorpionfish, halibut, and snapper. Now, let's get you taken care of with your fish consumption, all right? And I'm going to tell you the safest fish that are out there, okay, with very little mercury. So the lowest is clams, actually, believe it or not. Ocean perch, canned Alaskan salmon, shrimp, tilapia, oysters, Alaskan salmon, and that's fresh or frozen, sardines, herring. And if you think about these that I'm listing off, these are little small guys, okay? These are the small fish. Sardines, ooh, I love sardines so much. One of my favorite snacks, pulling open the skinless, boneless sardines, having them on a cracker that is gluten-free. It's called Marigons. I love this brand. With a little bit of mustard aioli. Oh my gosh, it's my favorite snack. So sardines, herring, another little small fish, flounder, catfish, and scallops, okay? So there you go. Choosing your fish wisely, reducing exposure, still making sure that you can take advantage of the benefits of the protein content, the omega-3 fatty acids in fish, very, very, very important, okay? So the other thing that I actually wanted to mention is that there are other ways besides fish that you can get these lovely omega-3 essential fatty acids in significant quantities. Certainly there's fish supplements, and you want to make sure that you're getting, if you think it's hard to resource good quality non-contaminated fish, think about the manufacturing process that goes in to fish oil supplements. You definitely want to make sure that you're getting a supplement that's molecularly distilled and free of dioxins and methylmercury, etc. And you can always contact the manufacturing company and ask for that information and ask for the proof, okay? There are omega-3 enriched eggs that might be another alternative source for essential fatty acids. And then there's microalgae-based supplements that are a vegetarian source. And also, my gosh, there is this lovely plant. And I know that's exactly what I said. I said a plant that you can get omega-3s. It's called purslane, P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E, and it contains more omega-3 fatty acids than any other plant source in the solar system. I mean, it is an extraordinary amount for just a plant, 8.5 milligrams for every gram of weight. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. It's vivacious. It's crunchy. You can use it in salads. It's full of other nutrients too. It has vitamin A, B, C, and E. So purslane is a vegetarian source of omega-3s. And there you got it. You got to be able to increase awareness, decrease exposure. And we're talking about that in fish, all right? So most common, shark, swordfish, big eye tuna, orange roughy, marlin, grouper. Go for the clams. Go for the ocean perch, the salmon, the shrimp, and the tilapia. Because I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. We're on Radio MD. Thanks for listening.